the tickets have considerably increased. And then secondly, in my case, I was scared to fly, so I went via a travel agent, and this international, well-known international airline changed my flight 4 times, and I ended up my flight returning back to South Africa. I was put on a low-cost airline and I was not very impressed. So this is how airlines are doing business. They have to, you know, make do, they shift and change, which of course ultimately we as the consumers are often paying the price. And so this morning, to talk about the high cost of air travel and just about what the industry's been going through, we've got Erin Monetsi, the CEO of the Airlines Association of Southern Africa. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Crystal.
And thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure you have to deal with a whole set of things, but at this moment, Erin, why are fares so high, and do you think that this is hindering travelers?
Thank you very much for that question, Crystal. And yes, comparatively, the airfares are much higher this year than they were last year. There are several factors. Some of them you have already spoken about them. One of the factors that leads to airfares being substantially high is the cost or the operating costs. So for most airlines, aviation fuel is a significant contributor to their cost base. So because aviation fuel is a derivative of Brent crude oil, and as you are aware, and as our listeners are also aware, because of the geopolitics of the world, the price of Brent crude oil has substantially increased. That means when we also we have a process that then produces Jet A1 fuel for our aircraft, the Jet A1 fuel itself becomes also substantially higher. From a comparative point of view, Crystal, the price of jet fuel that we are paying as of March 2023 versus 2022 was almost 74% higher. And as much as our airlines try everything possible to cushion the costs so that they can continue to stimulate travel, unfortunately, there comes a time when they have to pass on some of that cost to the consumer. That's why you end up with fares as high as they are right now.
Wow, Erin, I mean, the fact that you say 74% higher, I mean, jet fuel, the fact that airlines are still in operation, quite frankly, is a miracle. I mean, that it's more than double what they used to pay. And so, of course, added to that, Erin, we've had COVID. I mean, in your assessment, have airlines made a recovery from COVID?
Yeah, COVID was the pundits typically call a black swan. Nobody saw it coming. And I think in South Africa, we have to be very proud of our airlines. They have shown how resilient they are. We have some of our airline members that, yes, because of the regulations, completely stopped operating. But we are proud that some of our airline members did not even lose one staff member in terms of retrenchment. They kept their staff members, of course, on reduced remuneration, but they kept everybody on board. And right now, as we speak, I can proudly say most of our airlines are back in the air, in the skies. Some not necessarily at the same level as they were before COVID, but they have made significant changes. And in fact, some of our member airlines have actually grown beyond what they were before COVID-19. So you can see, Crystal, that we have a plethora of airlines in terms of size, in terms of model, in terms of mode, but they have significantly increased and improved their performance prior to when we compare to COVID-19.
We're in conversation with Erin Monetsi, CEO of the Airlines Association of Southern Africa, about the high cost of travel. However, as Erin explained to us, there's been an increase, 74% jet fuel, the price, and airlines are paying that higher cost, and they're trying not to put it on us as the consumer. But of course, that's why they have to increase the price. Erin, so you talked about the resilience of the airlines and the fact that not one person was laid off, which is pretty remarkable given, as you say, the black swan event of COVID that happened. What would you say is the health of our beloved South African Airlines, which is, you know, not so beloved anymore. But I mean, for me, I used to love flying SAA across Africa, especially to Senegal or to Ghana. Of course, they're not having that extensive African network anymore, but we do see SAA. I mean, what's your assessment so far?
Well, look, we can only go according to what South African Airways tell us. And we are pretty much informed, as well informed as everybody else is, because they do constantly share with the public through the media their plans. So far they have I think they have made a decision that they are not going to grow as fast and as big as they were before, but they are going to concentrate on the routes that are contributing to their bottom line, and that is the domestic routes, Johannesburg, Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town. And they are also focusing on some African routes. I know that recently they started operating to Malawi, for example. So I think they have made a decision as a business, like any other business would, that they are not going to grow exponentially just for the sake of growing. If they are going to grow, they will grow because there's a business case for them to grow. So I think in that regard, all of us in South Africa should also probably, whenever we can, continue to watch what is going on in South African Airways, and if, like you were one of the people that used to support them, if there's an opportunity for you to support them, you support them just like you support every one of them. And one of the things I want to say, Crystal, is as the Airlines Association of Southern Africa, we have 18 member airlines, and these airlines come from across the width and breadth of the Southern Africa development community. And we urge our communities to support these airlines, because when we support these airlines, there is a catalytic effect that they actually continue to improve and enhance the growth of our economies. So when we see South African Airways growing, we also see a growth in the South African economy.
Yes. So, Erin, one of our listeners just sent us a message to say, my sister and a four-year-old were going to fly from Durban to Cape Town during April, but flights are so expensive. Better to pay a little more and go overseas for that same money. Domestic flights, ridiculously expensive. And so we do see that, you know, for people, you know, they're just simply not able to afford flights. I mean, and I know what you're saying, you know, with the jet fuel price and all the cost. You know, sometimes if you would just like to visit a family member somewhere, but you're not able to do it. But I mean, talking of you saying that you, as the Airline Association of Southern Africa, you have 18 members. It's a catalyst for development and job creation in the region. What is the state of our regional airlines? I mean, I was excited to see Fly Safair. They are now flying to Mauritius, which is, of course, great. What is your assessment of the state of regional airlines?
Yes, Crystal. So to the listener who was commenting on the price of domestic flights from Durban, and you said it quite rightly at the introduction of our chat, Crystal. When you plan in advance and you pay and you buy your ticket in advance, you are definitely going to be the winner, because you are going to get the very best low fares as possible. This is a business just like any other. Supply and demand comes into play. As you get closer to your date of travel, the prices go higher simply because there's much more demand closer to the date of travel. So to the listeners, I do sympathize with them, especially if they are going to try and book last minute. Unfortunately, they fall into the category of lastminute.com, and you're going to end up paying a higher price. As far as the question regarding our airlines in the region is concerned, I think we can safely say we are seeing quite a healthy growth in our airlines across the Southern Africa development community. Of course, some airlines are still struggling to get back to what they were before 2019. But overall, I would say most of them are actually up and about, and they are doing their best to make sure that they actually grow their footprint. First and foremost, they are growing their footprint within our region. So you'll find that there's quite a number of flights that is connecting most of our cities, and even the smaller cities are now being connected by our Southern African Airlines. And then, like you said earlier on, Some airlines are now flying even further, going into places like Zanzibar, going to places like Nairobi, going to places like Angola. So you can see that the airlines are also beginning to see the benefit of having been resilient and now we're spreading their networks to reach other markets.
What's interesting, Aaron, two friends, one came from Spain, another one from Argentina, and both of them flew Angolan Airlines. And they actually said that was the quickest connection from Europe to Africa and then from Latin America to Africa. So it's interesting how Angolan Airlines have taken a space, which of course in the past was SAA. Angolan Airlines have taken that space. So, clearly our regional airlines are, punching and, taking on new routes, which is excellent. So Aaron, so from the regional airlines to, again, I have to admit, I am one of those lastminute.com people. I really don't plan and then I want to fly and then it becomes too expensive. But I think I'm literally writing it down, Aaron, that lastminute.com, there is supply and demand, so you have to book in advance. So from your side, as the CEO of the Airlines Association of Southern Africa, you know some tips. So give us some tips on how, one, get a cheap flight and booking in advance. I know you said, but and do you see prices coming down anytime soon?
So, Crystal, I would say first and foremost, I don't really want to use the word cheap. I would say less expensive, because no matter how much you're paying, it is a purchase that you need to plan. So tip number one. We avoid traveling at the peak of demand. So Easter is coming now, so avoid traveling probably 2 or 3 days before Easter. But if you do that, you are going to be squashed into the high demand factor because everybody else wants to travel during that time. So if you can, plan to travel ahead of the demand curve. And also on your return, plan to come back a few days after the actual event has taken place. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, if you can, try and travel during the week. If you can travel between Tuesday and Thursday, or at the most Friday, you will be able to get a very good deal. And also tip number three, if you can, try and go onto the website as well as compare with your travel agent. If you have a travel agent, there's no harm in comparing. The airlines know that you compare. The travel agencies know that you compare. So try and compare the prices and also seek advice in terms of the routing that you're going to take. Sometimes it is less expensive if you go via an intermediate point. For example, you came from overseas recently, Crystal. And if you were able to go, say, via another destination in, say, Nairobi or Addis Ababa or Accra or Angola, as opposed to a non-stop flight to your destination, you will actually find that the flight with a one-stop or even a two-stop is actually less expensive than the non-stop flight. And the last advice I would give is obviously if you can, plan as far in advance as possible. Lastminute.com, Crystal, is not going to help you, and your daughter is not going to be happy with you because you are not going to be able to take her where she wants you to take her. But if you plan way in advance, you're definitely going to get the best deal using either the travel agencies or the airlines online booking site, and you're going to be able to take your daughter with you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That was Aaron Monetsi, CEO of the Airlines Association of Southern Africa.